Proverbs chapter 29. The person who is reproved many times but hardens his neck against it will be suddenly destroyed with no way out. So that's why situations repeat in our lives, I think, that God is saying, look, don't do this. Don't go this way. And if we keep on refusing his teaching and we just are proud and we harden our necks and we won't humble ourselves, then we will suddenly be destroyed, and that will be at the day of judgment. And there will be no second chance at the day of judgment. When the righteous are in power, the people rejoice, but when the wicked are ruling, the people mourn. Whoever loves wisdom rejoices his father, but he who keeps company with bad women wastes his father's money. Now again, Jesus builds that into his parable of the prodigal son. Solomon just says that and sort of says, yeah, what a bad, wicked, unwise son who wastes his father's money with bad women. But then Jesus takes this and makes it more positive, and he says, ah, yes, but even such a person who is not wise, who is not good, can repent and come back, and God is actually earnestly looking for such a person to come back. And the person who will probably end up outside the kingdom of God is the older brother, who says, well, I didn't do things like that, but because he doesn't have love and because he doesn't have forgiveness, will never be accepted. The king, by justice, establishes the land, but he who receives bribes destroys it. A man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his own feet. An evil man snares other people, but the righteous sing and rejoice. The righteous considers the cause of the poor, but the wicked doesn't even spend time thinking about it. So it doesn't mean that you've got to be wealthy to help the poor. That is a myth, because the poor are not only people who are poor financially, haven't got enough money or food, but people who are poor in other ways. They may be poor in their friendships. There may be a lonely old man or lonely old lady. And there you are as a younger person. You've got lots of friends, lots of connections with people, and that old person has got pretty well none. And the righteous considers the cause of the poor. And we need to ask ourselves, how often have I sat down and thought, how can I help that poor person? And the way of the wicked is to just not waste time, as they see it, even thinking about it. We need to sit down and think, how can I help that person? Scornful men who deride others and think that they're higher than others, bring a city into a snare, but wise men turn away wrath. A fool speaks all his mind, but a wise man keeps it in until afterwards. You don't just open your mouth and say whatever is in your mind. This is the way of the fool. There's got to be self-control of our thoughts so that we somehow get a grip upon our thoughts and we don't just let them lead straight to our tongue. And this is the essence of what it is to be a Christian. What it is to be a spiritually minded person, to have that internal self-control. And this is why we need the Holy Spirit, the power of God, the Spirit of God within our spirit, within our mind. If a ruler listens to lies, all his servants are wicked. The poor and the deceitful man meet together. The king who faithfully judges the poor, his throne will be established forever. And we know that the only king who will literally have a throne that lasts forever will be Jesus. And that, in this sense, is because he faithfully judges the poor. God has a great love for the poor in whatever way. And this should be reflected in us. A child left to himself brings his mother to shame, but the rod and reproof give wisdom. And that is really how it is with us and God, because we're children before God, that we are not left to ourselves. God does get involved in our lives and say, look, stop. Don't do this. This is the consequence of doing that. When the wicked are multiplied, sin increases, but the righteous will see their fall. Well, when we as the righteous will see the fall of the wicked, I guess must talk about the day of judgment, because we don't necessarily see it now. The wicked appear to prosper. But in the day of judgment, we will see those people appear at the day of judgment, and we will see them fall and be condemned for death forever. Correct your son, and he'll give you peace. Yes, he will give great pleasure unto your soul. Where there's no vision, the people perish. But happy is the person who keeps God's law. Do you see a man who is hasty in his words? That is more hope of a fool than of him. So don't be quick to speak. And James says this in the New Testament. Repeats exactly the same idea. Be slow to speak. Slow especially to wrath. Slow especially to speak angry words. An angry man stirs up arguments, and a furious man is not lacking in transgression. In other words, once you lose your temper, then you start sinning real quickly. This is wrong, that's wrong, in what you're saying, in what you're doing, in your attitude, etc., etc. So again, it is self-control and not losing your temper, which is being asked for. A man's pride brings him low, but the humble will be lifted up in honour. Well, that is only true in this life. It's only true in the life to come. Because in this life, you see proud people boasting and showing themselves off in their smart cars and the way they walk, the way they talk, and the humble are down the bottom. But the humble will be lifted up, and the proud will be brought down when Jesus comes back. And we, the humble, will be lifted up forever. Whoever is a partner with a thief actually hates himself. So if you think, if I'm in with that person, we can steal something, we can get quick riches. If I'm in with that bad person, well, actually, you're just destroying yourself. Many people seek the favor of the ruler, but every man's judgment comes from the Lord. In other words, everyone tends to think that, if I'm seen well by the boss, by that rich person, by that powerful person, I shall be well. Everything will be good to me and for me. And they go and sort of lick up to the person that they think has got power, because they think that that person will give some of it to them. But the proverb says, many people seek the ruler's favor, but every man's judgment comes from the Lord. In other words, don't do that. There's only one person, ultimately, who can lift you up to life eternal, and that's God. Don't worry about keeping in with men or women who you think can lift you up and give you advantage in this life. Think instead about the outcome of the day of judgment. An unjust man is hated by the just, and he that is upright in the way is hated by the wicked. So this is what you read in Genesis 3 verse 15, that the seed of the woman, that's the righteous, will always be at war with the seed of the serpent, the wicked people. There will always be this conflict. And these words are just putting it here in another way. And so if we are truly God's people, if we try to be righteous and just, you will find yourself in conflict. Even if you try to be very humble about it, you will find yourself in conflict with those who wish to go the way of the serpent, the way of the snake. That is unfortunately part of our experience as God's children. But we know that ultimately we will have the victory when Jesus comes back.